Well, what are you doing during the bye week?
I'm actually taking the kids to San Diego. So we're going to go down to San Diego Zoo, go to SeaWorld and have a good time with the family for 4 days.
Are you able to get away without actually thinking about football in Miami?
No, I'll drive my wife nuts for a couple hours down there. I told her, I got to bring some work with me, but I'll spend most time with the kids.
Like, how different do you have to game plan, and will the offense be with the new quarterback?
Well, we've got a system in place that we're going to take advantage of and continue to use, but there's certain things that we can do with somebody like Tim, that you can't do with other guys. So we'll implement some of those things, or things that are already in that we'll run more of.
So we expect to see more shotgun, maybe some spread, something.
A little bit of that, but I think we've got a good plan in place right now. The running game's starting to get going the way we'd like it to be. So we'll do some of those same things, but we'll put him in the shotgun, and we'll try to utilize his talents the best we can, and whatever we can do to help the team win. But we're not going to change everything we're doing just because he's playing.
When you made the decision, how much of it was Sunday's game, and how much was it some of the trends of how Orton had played? Because I know you mentioned last week that a couple of the interceptions were his fault in Green Bay.
Well, it's not just one guy. If you look back from the very first snap of the Oakland game to the last snap that Kyle was in, it's not one guy. It's not just Kyle Orton. And that's what everyone needs to understand. And we haven't made enough plays as an offense as a whole. There's a number of different things where you got someone running a scot-free down the middle of the field against Tennessee, and we had two protection errors. Or, he's made a poor decision with the football. There's been a drop pass. There's been a bad cut or a missed guy in the running game. So it's not just one guy. It's a decision we've made as an organization at halftime to do what we did, and we're moving forward with it. But everyone's got to look at it, everyone on this football team, and do a better job. But it's not just Kyle Orton by any means.
Like you spend a lot of time in the training camp and in the summer working with Tim on his motion mechanics, yep, football, that kind, yep, of thing. Do you focus on that now, or do you just focus on capitalizing on his unique skill set and what he can do going forward?
We will try to improve his mechanics and do what we think is best for him as much as possible during practice and during the week of preparation. But once you get rolling in games, you can't worry about that stuff. You guys just got to go out there, cut it loose like he does, and every quarterback or every player does. But every player on the football team, we're going to try to get better fundamentally on a day-to-day basis.
Like your receiver group went, mm-hmm, from so thin you had to use Tebow in, yeah, week two to, yeah, going to be very crowded.
It'd be good once everyone gets back. Yeah. We're just taking it one day at a time. We're slowly getting some guys back and getting everyone healthy. Early on we took the big hit, but that's all part of the game, and it'll be nice to get everybody back when they're all back out here.
Yeah, you got a plan in place for how you're going to spread out the playing time, much less the ball?
What we'll have to do is, systematically kind of put the guys in the right place who we think are best at doing what they do. And when you have talented guys like that, there's only one football. That's the tough thing. And then we'll just have to do a good job to do the best we can to keep them all happy. And, they get their touches as they go. And they're going to have to be unselfish and understand that, hey, there's a rhyme or reason for every play we're going to be running. And there's going to be a reason why you're in certain spots. And Tim's going to have to go with the right place with the ball and, just read it out.
What are you looking forward to in working with Tim?
Well, I think he's going to, he's got a great passion for the game, and he works extremely hard. He's been that way from the very first day we've got here, and it's going to be fun because there's some things you can do differently with him, and, we'll just take it one day at a time and continue to get him better. He's going to get better every day. From the first day he got here last year until now, he's throwing the football a lot better, and, we just got to continue to get him better every day.
Do you have things in your mind like, I can try this, or I've had this in my head, I'd like to trot this out?
Well, there's certain things that we've worked on, whether as a staff, when we all got together, once the whole staff got here, if he was playing the game, what were some ideas we have with him, some things that he's done in the past here with us that we know he can already do. And there's always going to be one or two wrinkles you're going to throw in from week to week of, you might steal something from another team or something that I've talked to Tim about that he's done in the past. And, we'll just take it one day at a time and try to put a good plan together and let him have success. But we're not going to change our entire system.
Does that increase the level of excitement for you guys as coaches?
Or? We're just trying to win football games. It doesn't matter what we're running. We're going to try to put the best product on the football field and score as many points as we can to help the team win.
How does this change things in the pass pro for the offensive line?
It won't change anything at all. We are not changing any rules up front in pass protection. It's going to be the exact same thing. The one thing that he'll do different than a lot of quarterbacks in this league is the play is going to, you have to stay alive a little longer. The linemen got to finish their blocks a little bit longer, and, he likes to scramble. and run around a little bit sometimes, so the linemen got to understand that, hey, you got to play till the whistle blows, because he's going to bail out of the backside of a pocket or step up and move around a little bit. And you know, I read a quote the other day, or someone said it, about a chicken with his head cut off running around there sometimes, as you know, as he'll do every once in a while. But that's the playmaker he is, and the receivers got to stay, you know, they've got to work all day long too downfield, because he's going to run around and make some big plays, because he's going to get out of some trouble that most guys can't get out of, and DBs can only cover you for so long.
Does anything in particular change for Orlando Franklin?
No, nothing will change at all.
How's he doing?
He's getting better every day. You know, very similar to what the two young guys went through last year. There's going to be, from time to time, like the one play with the interception on, he got beat off the edge, but that's going to happen. You know, we got to do things to help him against special talents. He was playing against a very good football player last week, but he held his own. He's held his own all year long, and you know, everyone's going to get beat from time to time. But it's our job to help them whenever we think we have a mismatch on the edge, and that's what we try to do to help them.
How pleased are you with the growth of the offensive line, this quintet as a whole, because they've done better on run blocking the last few weeks?
You know, it's with the short, and you know, you can't make any excuses at all through the lack of offseason. But as you can see, we installed some new things here, and each week it's gotten better. So it's like anything else. The more you rep it, the better we're going to be. And, you know, we watched the whole season, the last 2 days, from the very first game all the way on to the end. And you can see each week where the double teams, the combination blocks, the communication, everything we were doing was getting better each week. And it's paid off the last couple of weeks, but we're nowhere close to where we need to be.
How are you spending your bye week?
I'm going down to San Diego with the family.
Will you leave notes for Tim? He said he's going to be in here. He says he can watch as much film as he can. Did you leave him with sort of a syllabus or stuff to follow?
No.
Some good things to work on, maybe.
No, I think we've talked about kind of the direction we're headed with him and what we want to do. And, you know, we get back on Monday, or I'll get back Sunday, and then Monday we'll get in here again and get another practice in, and then we'll put the game plan together Monday night and Tuesday and get going. But right now he's just, you know, studying everything we've been doing in the past, like everybody else is doing the last couple days, of kind of take a deep breath and look at the things we need to improve on as a football team. And it's not just one position, it's the whole entire football team.
Mike, do you feel like you have a good sense for what he likes in the playbook?
Yeah, we do. I think we do. And we've done a nice job with all the quarterbacks each week. We have them kind of outline from the game plan, you know, things we want to run or what they like to run, their favorite plays and stuff. So we've got all that. And we do that on a weekly basis. So I review those to kind of see the plays that he's liked, you know, over the past month. Right? And we've done it through the entire preseason too. And obviously there'll be some things we'll do differently with him that we would do with either of the other quarterbacks.
Are you cognizant of just piling it all on them, or do you have a good feel for how much?
Well, we have a system in place here that's in, we've changed, we have a number of new things from this year that we've, you know, that they've all learned and everything, and there's, you know, there's a fair share of things we've kept from last year. So it's not like there's a huge volume of things that he'd have to learn. It's just a matter of the reps on certain things. What do we think he does best in the short amount of time to get him ready to play? Because Kyle's been taking, you know, majority of the reps the last 5 weeks, but all the quarterbacks know the system, and it's just a matter of us putting it all together and saying what are the best things for him to do.
Do you think you'll get different looks from defenses than you got with Kyle?
There's a possibility. You know, there's certain things because of the Tim style of play, you'll see some things different. But as we saw for last week's game, once things started rolling, San Diego was going to do what they're going to do, and we'll make adjustments on a weekly basis.
Is that blind? You hear a lot about the lefty and how the right tackles to blind side.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something to that, or is that kind of overrated, that blind side?
I would say, who is the defensive end? I'm more concerned really about who is the player, because certain guys will flip sides. So, you know, if you've got a player like last week with Phillips, he was flipping sides. Well, sometimes he's on the front side, sometimes he's on the back side, depending on the formation. So, you know, you always want to protect the quarterback's backside because you can always see what's in front of him. But it's more about, I think, who the personnel is. If there's that special talent on the edge, you've always got to know where he is every snap.
In your experience, how much of your field of vision is cut down under center as opposed to shotgun? The quarterback?
Well, I think certain quarterbacks, you know, they prefer one versus the other. But I mean, the only thing, because you look at it both ways. If you're under center, your eyes can always be downfield. If you're in the shotgun, your eyes have to watch the football until it gets in your hand. So there's both ways. I mean, there's pluses and minuses to both, if you ask me. Because of that split second when you're dropping back, where you can look downfield the whole entire time, your eyes never leave downfield. Well, if you're in the shotgun, you look down, your vision might come up a little bit quicker, but now you're not seeing everything pre-snap all the time.
If you have to go shotgun more mm-hmm. because of Tim, how mm-hmm. is that going to affect the progress of the running game?
Well, it all depends on what type of run game you're in. you know, what's your personnel on offense? So that's, you know, whether or not we're in the gun or under center will dictate more by personnel and what we're doing. And there's certain things and personnel groups you don't want to be in the shotgun, but we're going to do both. And Tim's going to play under center plenty. And when we think it's best for him to get back in the shotgun to help the football team move the ball down the field, that's what we'll do.